You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
You're listening to Muses and Stuff. This is the podcast that's all about the dolls. They were the groupies, the wives, the girlfriends, and the muses who played such a huge role in rock and roll history by simply being themselves.
They were sweet, sexy, brave, and powerful. They went after what and who they wanted, and they made no apologies.
We are your hosts, Shanti and Lynx.
Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show.
This episode is brought to you by Electrified Porcupine. Electrified Porcupine is a pretty kick-ass website where you can go and read and learn all about music, gaming, wrestling, retro, TV, movies, cartoons, and collectible toys. So go to electrifiedporcupine.com and have a look around. See what you like. Hey, so this episode that you're about to hear is an interview with Sass Jordan.
We had so much fun recording this one. We did have a little issue with the mic, so you'll hear that, but she did not have any issue with the interview.
Magic. Yes. She's magnificent. And so we were saying that probably because all of our energies were just going together so well that I think it affected the machine that we were using. And so it was just giving us some trouble. But yeah, she was so friggin' cool.
There's
about
definitely
it. She was like, no worries.
Electricity in the air.
There was.
She's a kindred spirit. She's magic.
I think so. Yeah. So from the moment we laid eyes on each other, I think we were all like,
yes,
let's do this. So Sass Jordan, I grew up listening to her.
Yeah.
She's a legend.
Yeah.
So she released her first album in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And currently she's putting out the album Racine, mm-hmm, Revisited. So
yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an incredible album. And so what they're doing is, well, she talks about it in the episode, like how they alter it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just incredible. She's accomplished so much.
Yeah.
She's so inspiring. She's so gorgeous inside, outside.
Outside, yep. And I can't imagine anyone not knowing her already, especially if you're Canadian. But if you don't, check out her music. She's got an incredible, unique rock and roll voice. She's phenomenal.
Yeah, she has, she's been an actor featured on the TV show Sisters, and she, for six seasons from 2003 until 2008, starred as one of the four judges on Canadian Idol.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can believe that. She's currently working on new music.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be touring starting August 11th. So everybody should really go and check that out. She's going to be doing some Ontario dates from November 2nd to November 15th. And I definitely recommend everybody going to Peterborough to go see her at Market Hall.
Because it's a great... I have had the pleasure of seeing her live before, and she is fantastic.
Oh, you didn't even tell her that.
I know. I forgot. I didn't mention it. But yeah, I've seen her live, and she's great. I've seen her live more than once, actually.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So we just have to thank Sass for being so amazing, so much fun, so gorgeous, and we can't wait to speak with her again.
Yeah. It's interviews like that that make this like magic and make me like want to continue, and she's like the epitome of everything like I love about rock and roll and women, and yeah, love her.
I agree. So on that note, here's the episode with Sass Jordan.
Yeah.
Enjoy. We actually spoke to Denise Donlin. She was she was a guest on the podcast. So
yeah, we love
she
her.
She is amazing.
It was incredible. Yeah.
She's so knowledgeable, so funny, so sweet, so amazing. Has been through so much stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, she saw everything, right? You know what I mean? But she wrote a book.
Yeah. She did.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I bet it is.
As fearless as possible under the circumstances. Yeah. So that's who we're after. We are after like the badass women who carved their own way, who made their own path, who are just badass rock and roll.
That's my girl.
And that's you, Sass Jordan.
Sassy pants.
I can't believe it. Thank you so much for...
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to be with you guys. I'm completely amazed by your story. I'm just like sitting here going, what?
Well, we...
So cool.
We say the same thing about you because you have an incredible story yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that you got a whole day ahead of you, so we should probably get into
the
question.
I'd rather just hang out here.
Well, anytime you want to hang out, that's fine.
We'll be here for like hours. I could so... I mean, really. Can you imagine? Oh my God. Okay. All right. So...
My first question is, when did you discover you had a voice?
Not just any voice. Voice in capital letters. Voice.
Okay, so I discovered... I never even thought about it, to be honest. I just sang. And I sang in the park, Westmount Park in Montreal. Because this is like 1975, 76. Anyways, yeah. So it was a little while ago. They didn't even have ATM machines at the time, as I remember.
I've heard about the
70s. Yeah. I lived in them. It was very cool, especially musically. But anyways, so I used to sing in the park with my friends, and that's how I learned how to sing harmony and stuff, you know, like that. Learned how to sing. And then I started going to auditions, like one or two or three, not that many. All right, like come on. So two or three auditions to sing jingles, commercial jingles. And I was just trying to kill a bug. Sorry, I made a face. Okay, so it's commercial jingles, and I kept getting turned down because they would say, we're sorry, but your voice sticks out like a sore thumb. And I was so bummed out because it was like, I could have made some freaking money. You know what I mean? What do you mean my voice sticks out like a sore thumb? I guess I really suck. In the end, thank God, because that's what gave it like some kind of uniqueness that made it different from everybody else. So as far as me thinking that I had a fabulous voice, well, of course, you know, I didn't. Sadly, I did not. But I didn't care. Too bad. I'm singing anyway, so it was like that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It just happened naturally then.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Who are some of your greatest musical influences?
Shoot. I wrote a very long email to my manager the other day because I had to make a list of 11 songs that greatly influenced Racine.
Nice.
And of course, somebody kill that evil bug.
Fruit fly season?
This is so mean of me. I shouldn't be killing anything. But bugs?
It's definitely attracted to you.
It loves me. I smell sweet. You know what? They always love me. I think it's typo blood. I don't know. But I don't know if that's true.
Oh, see, I have the opposite. I'm like AB blood, and the mosquitoes love me.
No, they love me more. Let's fight. I'm telling you, if we walked into a mosquito farm, I'd get the dudes. Actually, they're girls, but, you know, they're all girls. Well, there it is again. There it is again. Kill, shut down. Anyways, never mind, because the people who are listening do not want to hear about the bugs.
Okay.
They want to hear about the songs.
Keep it together, girls. We got this.
Okay, okay. Hang on. Scent. Am I ever going to find this? This could take me... oh, my God. Chakra boosters. Have you guys heard about that?
I love chakras.
Oh, shut up. I have the most fascinating website for you. You have to look at it. It's called chakraboosters.com. I have nothing to do with it. Sounds like I'm doing a commercial.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
This episode brought to you by.
Yeah, really. I wish. They have. She makes these tattoos that you put on, like, one for each chakra. And if it, like, they're stick-ons. And you stick it on, and it totally affects the energy coming into that chakra. Oh, God, you have to look
perfect.
At it.
Perfect. So
it's beyond fascinating.
You keep looking for your thing, and I'm just going to mention this about
chakras. I found
it. So I was back home, Northern Ontario, a couple days ago, and I was just doing chakra work because I've been on the road. I went and saw some concerts. I saw Tom Petty for the 40th anniversary.
Oh my God,
I'm so jealous. I was so up here because I was front row, just like out of body experience, left my body.
Oh my God.
And I needed to come back down to earth. So I went back home, family, and I really, from like the root up, I just did like a full chakra.
See, this
energy
is why.
Healing
this
so
is
I could
why.
Be balanced for you, Sass.
This is so amazing. Okay, so I did a 16-song set playlist. But here's the thing.
We should put it on Spotify.
Yeah.
Sass's playlist. They should.
I feel that's
they
what's
should
happening.
Do that.
I feel that's what's happening. Okay, so... And here's the thing. How can I say 16 songs? Seriously, So then I went like, okay, 16 artists, great. And then I went, but wait a minute. He's got like a 3-page email of all the people that I love. So I'm just going to tell you these ones because
these are some highlights.
Highlights. These are some highlights. Bad Company.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Mayfield, Thin Lizzy, The Allman Brothers, The Rolling Stones. The Faces.
It's Mick Jagger's birthday today.
Amazing.
Is it really today?
It is, yeah.
Holy shit, a monkey. Isaac Hayes, Marvin Gaye, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Nice.
Bonnie Raitt, Dr. John, Neil Young on his own, The Band.
Yes.
Oh my God, Little Feet, Robert Palmer.
Amazing.
Do you know the album Sneaking Sally Through the Alley? Okay, so that is the album right there.
So good.
Before
I
went
know
into
that.
The... You don't... Jeepers. Creepers. Oh, we're getting her on that immediately. Oh, God. And then you'll go, oh... Because he has, like, the Meters playing on it. The Meters from New Orleans. You know what I mean? Yeah, the New Orleans. The Nolans guys. Oh, my God. It's so amazing. Anyways, you got to hear that.
That's great. Yeah, you got, like, rock and roll in there. You got some, like, blues.
A lot of blues
country,
and soul. Yeah.
KT all over. Awesome. Some funk. Yeah. Awesome. So you've collaborated and toured with some incredible artists. Which have been some of your biggest highlights and why?
That's a darn fine question. Well, one super big highlight was doing shows with Aerosmith in Europe. In the 90s.
Amazing. Right, yeah. When they like kind of rekindled their magic.
Yeah. And for some reason, and I like that was one of my major bands when I was like, I wanted to be Steven Tyler. I really did. You know,
yeah, wanted
you
to
accomplish it.
Oh my, oh, I love you so much. Right. I didn't though, but not my idea. But it's anyway, so we were in Germany. And it was a stadium show, and I was opening, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God, Aerosmith, holy shit, I'm going to get to see. Oh. And we're sitting in the dressing room, and all of a sudden I hear this voice, and it's going, and it's coming down. No, and I'm like, no, this is not even happening. Oh, my God, I think it's Steve. Oh, my God. And he comes bursting into the dressing room, Sass! It was so amazing. Let me walk you to the stage. And I'm like, is this my life is this even happening? So get on the stage, do my show, look to the side, and the entire band is standing on the side of the stage. I thought I was going to die.
Oh, my God.
It was so intense. Because really, like, that's so hard to explain. But, you know, that feeling, because when you looked up to and idolized, and I always said to myself, one day, these people are going to know me. I'm going to be friends with them. They're going to know who I am.
And then it happened.
So it happened to me with all of them.
Oh.
It's unbelievable. But this is a thing that I have to say, because I know that you are around a lot of kids, right?
Yeah, yeah, so, that's for sure.
Chantal is around a lot of kids. Not that Lynx isn't.
Well, not really. Okay, so where were we? What were you saying about me? Oh, we were talking about Aerosmith, right?
I was going to tell Chantal that if you tell the kids, I don't know if how much attention they'll pay you, because I don't know, like, kids are just so interneted up these days.
Oh, they are.
It's kind of scary. Now it's working, thank you. Oy, with the microphones over here. But if it stops, just go, yo, I need your mic.
Yeah, Sass is amazingly accommodating.
Oh,
the mic
God.
Just dropped out.
Are you kidding?
For nothing.
I'm
like, don't
Basinga.
Worry, we can just
not
share.
Believe your Aerosmith story. It was just like...
It was intense. I forgot about that. And then, the next show, we were in Finland. And I had the comma. I'm telling you girls this. And whoever's listening, okay. Well, the comma in my parlance is... periods, but I don't like to call it a period because I don't feel that's when you should stop. I feel it's where you stop and take a breath in the sentence of your life.
I love it.
So I had the comma and I was dying I had the world's worst, most agonizing, horrific cramps, which was a very sad state of affairs. And I was curled up in one of it was a huge festival. So they had all these kind of trailers backstage, and my tour manager came and said to me, "Steven's looking for you." And I'm like, "I can't even move. I hate my life. And I'm dying. I'm freaking dying, and I got to do a show. And oh my God, the exhaustion and the pain and the la 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 la. And I must have looked like the color of chalk. Anyways, the next thing I know, the door opens quietly. It's dark in there, and in tiptoes this person. Lifts me up like this in their arms and starts going and starts singing Rockabye Sassy. Oh, and it was Steven Tyler. Again, I swear to God, this guy's like unbelievable. And
the
bugger, like,
Steven.
And he's like, "Do you need anything? Can I get you anything?" I'm not lying. Can you freaking believe this story?
That's
it's like
awesome.
Insane. And I'm like,
it's nice to hear that when your idols and the people that you grew
so
up looking
kind,
at, when you
yeah.
meet them and you realize that they're kind, they're awesome, they're
he
cool,
was to me.
And it's not
he
a disappointment.
He is kind, awesome, wonderful, and he's also a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
He's a rock star. That's what I've heard from other people. I never experienced that. He's never been anything less than lovely to me. But, you know, that is 10,000 years ago. I haven't seen him in then. It landed. I almost hit Chantal because I was going to kill it, that bug. Oy. Anyway, so yeah, it was pretty amazing. And he gave me like painkillers, but that he was allowed to take because he was working a program at the time. So yeah, anyways, so it was very interesting.
That's like the best comma story
sorry you've ever,
ever.
Heard.
Speaking of commas,
do you have the
so
comma?
I
oh,
now
God.
Have an app. I'm using it.
Oh,
I'm
know that app with
I'm
the flower thingy
it
on
for
it?
Strength. It's called, I actually paid for this app. So what it is it tells you exactly where you are in your cycle, what to eat, how to exercise.
Really?
I try my best to sync up with the moon, and I'm trying to like see the comma as a
it's
cycle.
A gift. And
as
a cycle,
gift,
yeah.
as in seasons. So you can kind of look at it when to act, when to rest, when to communicate, when to... So I'm trying to use it for good and to appreciate it and love it and
good.
Really get in sync with it
and
harness the power. Yes. Exactly.
We do.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There is so much mystical information, what they call mystical, spiritual, mystical information or mysticism that is... cyclically oriented. In other words, you would not believe the information out there right now about the power of that.
It's incredible.
You know, like wise.
It's nice like finally being able to like talk about it.
100%.
And we can say that about a lot of things. Finally being able to talk about a lot of things. True. Finding our voices and speaking up for ourselves.
Fifth chakra, baby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have to make sure these ones are balanced. That's so that this one works well. Yeah, I
it's
love
the
it.
Best. Woo. Okay, more questions. More questions. Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. I wasn't considering it. So one day, this one.
Yours is good. Your microphone's good. Ours just conked out again, but
it schnizzled.
The question was if you were ever considered joining Van Halen or Aerosmith.
Aerosmith? No. Considered? It wouldn't have been up to me. I would have just had to say yes or no. However, what happened was I was home one day when I lived in Los Angeles in the 90s, and phone rings, and this is before cell phones, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So you actually answered your damn phone. So I answered the stupid thing, and you had exactly, and then when you get home, there'd be like a machine, like a voicemail machine. So I answered the phone, and this voice says, "Is this Sass?" I'm like, yeah. Now I'd be like, fuck up. But anyways, in those days, I was like, yeah. And I don't even remember what this person said, but they were super cryptic, and I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. And I'm like, who is this? I said, who are you? Never mind. You'll find out soon enough. Who are you? You?
That's so creepy.
I know. I was like, you're weird. Anyways, but it was funny. And there was something about it that made me stay on the phone, like, which is, yeah, which I would never do today. Like I'm saying, like it was, you know, anyways, hung up. 10 seconds later, phone rings again, answer it, and it's Ray Daniels or somebody who worked at his office, can't remember. And he said, did Alex just call you? And I'm like, Alex? Alex who? Oh, wait a minute. And he goes, Alex Van Halen, you know. And I'm like, first of all, how the fuck do you have my number? And second of all, that was Alex Van Halen? I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, he was the weirdest. And he goes, yeah, I know. He always does that kind of shit. Anyways, they just want you to go up and sing on some stuff they have. Him and Ed want you to go up and sing on some stuff they had. Do you want to do that? Do you mind? And I'm like, what? And they're like, well, where do you live? And I'm like, Coldwater and Ventura. In the valley, and yeah, he goes, Ed's just up the street on Coldwater. I'm like, what the hell? Anyways, so this is how I ended up going and hanging out with these guys for about 2 months in Ed's his studio. I mean, if I even begin, I don't even know where to start with that. Anyways, they never ever said to me, we're looking for a singer to be in our band. They never said that. They said, we need some, we got these songs we're writing, and, you know, we want somebody to sing them, just to check, and you know, we heard you're a great singer, so we thought we'd, you know. And I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, I could not even believe that I was in a room with freaking Eddie Van Halen. And I couldn't even believe it. Like, I was just like, this is my life? Is this even happening? Same thing, that weird, weird thing. Because, you know, I'd seen Van Halen 3 or 4 times at the end of the 70s, which is when I discovered that people will say the same thing in each show. I'm thinking, oh, my God, this guy's coming up with these one-liners that are so genius. I'm dying laughing. And then I go to the next show, and he's, like, saying the same shit. But it was just as funny. But I was like, oh. So actually, people put thought into this. Tell me if you need the mic, if you need to talk. Okay, because, you know, I will blab on forever. Anyway, so blab on, Bequias Queen. So blab on, Queen. Ooh, that's not a bad name for a podcast. I'm thanking. You heard it here first. Don't anybody steal it or we'll have to come and find you. Okay, I'm just saying. So then one day, out of the blue sky, basically they wanted me to go buy their beer and cigarettes. kidding me, guys? Seriously? When are we sinking here? Anyways, it was one day I did go, I said to Ed, why do I always have to go to the supermarket and get your goddamn beer by myself? Why don't you come? Because at this point, after a while, it wears off. They're just people. You know what I mean? And he goes, and he looked at me, and he goes, okay. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, P.S. at this time. 2 o'clock in the morning. So we go to the 24-hour, it's now a Ralph's. It was a Hughes Market on the corner of Coldwater and Ventura. And he goes, okay, I'll go. So we walk in, and I'm, you know, wandering down the aisles. Let's go find the beer, blah, blah, blah. And I swear to God, there was nobody in there. Not one person. There was, like, the people that were working, you know, stocking the shelves, etc. Within 5 minutes, he was surrounded by people. This was my first real lesson in intense celebrity. And it was not festive. I didn't enjoy it at all. And I was like, oh, my God. I felt terrible. And he went, now you know why I never come with you. And it was like, and I felt so bad. And they had, like, cameras. And this is, like, in the mid-90s. Again, before cell phones were ubiquitous. Nobody had cell phones at the time. But they came up. They came up with, like, you know, like, Instamatic, you know, those disposable cameras. And fucking everybody. It was wild. And it was horrible. And I was like, boy, am I glad I'm not you. I'm not sure I want to be a big rock star over here. Anyways, so eventually one day, we were doing something. I was singing something, I think. And I looked at them. And they were behind... They were behind the sound desk, and I was doing something, singing something, and I looked up at them. It was just the two. It was only ever Alex, Ed, and me, and Ed's guitar tech, who I can't believe I can't think. Scotty. Anyway, so yeah, it was only us. And all of a sudden, something downloaded in me, like a turkey-ass turkey, and I suddenly went, they're actually thinking about having me in this band. And it was at that, I don't know why I suddenly thought of that. It never, ever entered my mind, because Van Halen is a male singer to me, right? And I went, and I looked at them, and I said, you guys aren't thinking of having, like, a female singer in your band, are you? And both of them, their eyes went like saucers, like this. And they went, no, why? And I went, oh, I said, I don't know, for some reason I just suddenly thought that for a second, and I said, and P.S., what a terrible idea. Why the hell would you get a girl in your band? This is a boy band. What chick is going to sing Hot for Teacher? Seriously. And they're like, yeah, you're right, of course, yeah. Anyways, and I went home that night, called Ray, who was their manager at the time. They hate each other now, I'm just saying. And I said, I swear to God, Ray, for a second I thought they were thinking of having, like, a female singer. And he said, of course they were. Why the hell do you think you're there? He said, but I told them it was a shitty idea. And I said, so did I. It was insane.
Is this working again?
I know.
Oh my God, it is.
Okay, we have what is known as a very temperamental microphone right now.
No, we have EPK, the same thing that Pleasant Gaiman has, and it's when a bunch of, like, electric ladies and stuff get together.
I can tell because it's technology, like, whizzy. Technology, I'm, like, kind up. Of whizzy right now, like dizzy whizzy. Anyways,
it's not all the coffee. So it's just our energy.
So that might peace, baby. So that might die again. Just keep your eye on it.
Oh, keeping it. Okay. Yeah, I got this.
Okay, so to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Racine, you've re-recorded it. What was it like for you to revisit this incredible chapter of your life?
Well, it was so interesting because it's, you know, it's 25 years old. So I've been living with the songs for 25 years now.
So have I.
Wait a minute, you're not that old. Oh, yes, you are that old. I forgot. Okay, yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And
I heard it growing up. It's
So
which is why this makes, you know, such an honor to be here.
It's so that,
you know, back home, Sudbury, Ontario, not in Ontario. There you are on the radio, and now here you are in front of me.
So much music. They definitely love your ride.
Overnight sensation. What a lie, right? Oh, my Lord. I've been working for years.
So hard, yeah.
But, oh, God. Anyway, so it's amazing because obviously you can't make anything sound the same, nor would you really want to. But then you also have to think about the fact that the people who would be interested in it are the people that know it. So it was a bit of a challenge to see how close to the original are we going to stay. But I don't, you know, you don't want to just mimic it exactly. Anyway, right. So we decided to do this. Let's make it as if we were back in the 70s.
I love that.
And that's what we did. And it's like the most amazing thing. The most amazing musicians, love them. Rudy Sarzo, Brent Fitz, Derek Sharp, Peter. Oh, my God. I can't believe I just said that, Chris. Sorry. Chris Cadell and me. And we just did it live off the floor in this amazing little, this amazing studio called OCL in Calgary. I usually call it OCD, OCD Studios. I'm like, why is it OCL, not OCD? Because, you know, most of us are. Anyways, so so that's what happened. It's a riot. Two or three of them have a different, like a different arrangement from how they were on the first record, because they've just sound, I've done them so much live, and they're just better the way we do them now. You know, because you write them, you think it's, you know, God's greatest gift to humanity, your latest record.
Then you grow as a musician.
And then you grow, yeah. So
that's so awesome, like, to take these 70s, and we're talking about Racine, you're from Montreal, roots, and then, you know, you were born in England, your brother was born in France.
You were on Wikipedia.
Went to India. Denise Donlin told us to do your research.
Yeah. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she's got a part in her book that talks about, like, smart. The art of the interview. So what does roots mean for you?
Oh, really? Well, I did. I used to interview
people. Can't believe this. We're running out of time.
It's okay. Roots means to me, it's everything. I mean, it's like what you grow out of. You're the flower that grew out of the roots. So
Red chakra.
Yeah, baby, that's it. The root chakra. I can't speak Sanskrit very well this morning. Not enough coffee, or perhaps too much. Anyways, it was a riot talking with you guys. Although I did all the talking, but hey, whatever.
It's amazing.
Okay, so I get to listen to this. I want to hear the other ones. And I want to call my next born, even though it might be a grandchild, Lynx. Is that not the most fantastic name?
I definitely support that.
Holy crap, I mean, nobody's called. I'd love to do the numerology on that. It's so interesting.
Oh, yeah, numerology. We're doing an Elvis month in August. So you're going to be with Elvis month.
Elvis is a Capricorn, too. Yeah. January the 8th, I think.
Yeah, he died in August.
He was born in January. He's a Cap.
I think,
yeah,
so.
I'm a Capricorn. You're an Aquarius.
And he was super into this stuff and numerology, and so we're going to be recording into numerology. Yeah, and chakras and energy healing.
He was like very spiritual.
But he you know why? Because he had Moon in Pisces. That's why. But he was so drugged.
Yeah, so I'm taking Ginger. I read Ginger's book, and she was with Ginger Alden for the last 9 months.
Yeah.
And so she does talk about that in her book, but for a lot of it, she was kept in the dark. She was confused.
Priscilla's book, like, mentions a lot more of that, because obviously she was with him during that soul searching.
I mean, that's why he died.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's very, fame and celebrity it's a bit of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it can, you know, kill, destroy the... I was lucky. I was never that, you know, that famous.
You were perfect, maybe.
Yeah, I was lucky.
Probably being famous like that. Sweet, sweet spot.
Yeah.
Like, look up Justin Bieber right now.
Oh, no thanks. Can I one more quick question before we go? Speaking of podcasts and books, memoirs. Any,
Okay. Oh, no. Jesus, I wish I'd known this question. I would have been prepared.
Because oh, okay.
I have endless lists of books and endless podcasts.
No, we want you. Are you going to pen one?
When oh, me?
Do we get Sash Gordon
boring!
Memoir?
Oh,
no, so
that's
not
too boring for me.
So
no, because I know too much about me. And the other problem is this. I can't tell the really good stories because, you know, it's people's privacy.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I mean? And I'm just, I'm never going to do that. I'm not, mm-hmm. you know? I'll tell the little stories, like, you know, what we told today.
Okay, good.
My own privacy like that is whatever. But, you know, other people's, it's...
In that case,
I don't think I am.
We could have you on again sometime.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
come hang out with you guys.
We have a million other questions that we...
Oh, my God.
But
we totally
want to be
that.
Mindful for time. So we are just going to say thank you.
Oh, my God. My blessings to me from getting to hang out with you guys. It was amazing.
You're welcome to come on anytime you want.
Oh, what, do you ever do it on the phone?
Yeah,
we do.
So far.
We do.
Or we could do Skypey-wipey. Yes. Okay, we'll totally do that.
Fantastic.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much, Sash Jordan.
Love you guys.
Legend. Yeah. Beautiful. Amazing. Oh, and thanks, everybody, for listening. See you next time.
Ciao.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's Hypothetical.